you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that a thing cannot be done because it has not yet taken place in our lives. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that a thing is not going to change because we've been dealing with it for so long. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that doors won't open or doors won't close or a situation won't get better for us because it has not yet taken place. It's so many times in our lives that we try to figure out how to do a thing, or are we doing the thing right? And is this the reason why it's not happening? Or is this the reason why it can't happen? Or we get all kind of mixed emotions when these things take place in our lives. But today is going to be the day that the Lord is going to help us to understand how things can come into manifestation in our lives, that we may be able to receive His promises. Dear God in heaven, I come to you on behalf of each and every individual in this sanctuary. Each and every individual, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's on the way. Each and every individual, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that has ever crossed that threshold. Each and every individual, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the ones who need to come and won't. Each and every individual, Father God, for the ones who desire to come and can't. I'm asking you to bless your people on today. Bless us spiritually, Father God, and open up the revelation of your word that we may be able to understand, comprehend, accept, that we may be able to receive. I'm asking you to be in our midst on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And encamp your angels in here, Lord, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. I'm asking you right now to encamp your ministering angels in each and every last one of these pews, God, that even as your people, God, rest in a pew, Lord, that your angels, Father God, will minister to them. Open up their hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church as we accept your word as being true. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would consider every prayer that's written down, every petition that we make known unto you, Father God. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would even go into the deepest, darkest part of the hearts, Lord, and even consider those prayers, removing any hidden motives and any hidden intentions on today, God. I'm asking you to give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and even the clarity, Father God, concerning your word, Lord, opening up the revelation that we will not be stuck, confused, Father God, or even feel as if we cannot obtain these things through the justification of your son, Jesus. Oh God, we lift you up on today and we glorify you, Lord. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise because you are worthy of it, God. There is nobody that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind. Oh, God, we know, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. And if by chance, Lord, there is any doubt, any fear, Father God, anything that may cause us to see something different or hear something different that is contrary to what you have already written, Lord, I'm asking you to remove it out of our hearts and our minds, uproot it and sever it on today, God, because there's absolutely no God, no one that is like you. nobody. You are the one that spoke us into existence. You are the epitome and epitopic of our very being. You, Father God, is the reason for it all. So we come to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we bow down to you. We tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you, Father God. Oh God, anything that we raised up higher than you, Father God, we're pulling it down right now. Any of our own will, Lord, we're pulling it down right now. Any and everything that causes us to be stagnated or left behind, Lord, we pulling it down right now. Anything that we thought or even imagined, Lord, that is contrary to your word, we pulling it down right now, because we are mighty through you, and you gave us the ability and the access and the privilege and authority to do so. So we're doing it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to be in our midst. Let your spirit, Father God, overflow in our hearts on today, Lord. Take residence inside of us, Lord, even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to stop this because I'm not going to tarry. I want to get to the word on this morning, because the Lord has been dealing with me about this stuff. He has been dealing with me about his word. He has been dealing with me about us and what we understand. It's a lot of times that we really just do not understand the access that we have to the promises of God. We don't understand it because we think in our own way. We doing what we want to do. We acting the way we want to act. And even though we read this book, even though we quote scripture, even though we come to church, even though we indulge in certain other activities concerning ministry, we still is in a place a barrenness in receiving the promises of God. Why is it hard for us to receive the promises of God? We got to do the book. But in order for us to do the book, we got to understand it. We don't understand what we read. What he's saying, we are forever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of what he needs us to grasp, that we may be able to obtain. He said we pray for stuff and we don't even obtain it. Why? It's a reason why. Okay. The name of the sermon today is Just Faith. Just Faith. Now you could take that word just, and you can apply it in different other forms and different other fashions. Just faith. Just is what is called for by accepting standards of right or wrong. This is one way you could take that word and apply it. The scriptures that I'm going to give y'all today is going to apply it in both forms. So I'm going to give y'all the definitions to both. Just. To be just is what is called for by accepted standards of right and wrong. It's based on sound reasoning or information. It's in the same manner. It's nothing more than. It's as stated or indicated without the slightest difference. So I'm going to give y'all some examples so you can understand. Just can be used in 100 different forms. Today, we're going to use it in 2 different forms. And these forms is going to be simple. The things that I am going to explain to you today is the revelation that the Lord has opened up to me, that you may be able to acquire, obtain, receive the blessings and the what? Promises of God for you as an individual. Did y'all get that? Okay. The Lord has enlightened me of these very scriptures that we may be able to dissect them, meaning opening them up, that we could be illuminated and receive the promises that he has already spoken for you as an individual. Are y'all getting that today? Listen to this. The name of the sermon: just faith. What is just? It's what is called for by accepted standards of right or wrong. So you know the difference between right or wrong. You know whether you're doing right or whether you're doing wrong. If you are just, that means you are in a place of balance. So being just is doing what? Right. It's making right decisions. It's reasoning with soundness in your mind. Not by what you see or what you hear. Not by your cotton-picking emotions or anger or sadness or mad or bad. Not by any of those things. And I'm gonna give y'all the scriptures. I'm proving. What is just? It's nothing more than just that. What is just is as stated or indicated without the slightest difference. Okay, I gave y'all the first definition and I explained it. Did I not? It's the reasoning of information. The silence I gave y'all. Now I'm going to give y'all the understanding of just that. And I'm gonna use it in a sentence. Come on. Can I do this? No, you cannot. Why? Because it's just that. Nothing more, nothing less. That's it. It's just that. So take the name of the sermon and say it's just faith. Nothing else can activate what your promises is for you as an individual, but what? Just faith. Now let me prove it. Let me prove it. Now what is faith? Because we know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We know this. We hear it. We don't quote it. But faith is the belief and trust in the loyalty to who? God. Move. It's the belief and trust in and the loyalty to God. It's faith is firm belief. That means if it's something firm, this chair ain't wobbling, is it? It's firm. So that means it's steady. To be steady means I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to lean more to this side. If I see one thing and I believe another, then I'm like this. But if I see one thing and I know another, then I'm like this. Because it's just that. Okay, let's go a little bit deeper. What is faith? It's adherence to something to which one is bound by a pledge or duty. We pledge ourselves to our jobs, don't we? We become bound to it, and it is our duties. And we are going to do and adhere to any than everything that that job requires us to in order for us to get what we are, the compensation. To get what is owed to us. Because we done pledged ourselves. So I'm bound to this job. And so I want to be compensated and get what is owed to me because I'm performing what? My duties. Are y'all paying attention? Okay, let's go to the book of Galatians. Chapter 3. Galatians is in the New Testament. Let's go to the book of Galatians. My God. Verse 5. He's going to talk about Jesus. Now listen to this. He, talking about Jesus, therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, Jesus, God, Jesus, and worketh miracles among you, do he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Asking a question. See, because a lot of people don't understand this, but they are intertwined into one. Because if it was not for the law first, we would not have never known that we were sinning. The law revealed to us our error. But he also knew that we weren't going to be able to uphold that law. He knew it. That's why he destroyed us the first time with water. Why water? He was trying to cleanse the land, y'all. So, that's why he said something about baptism. I want you, see, it'll take me all day for to get y'all up to speed. That's why I keep telling y'all to search the scriptures that you may be able to understand the symbolism and the things that took place in the Old Testament. And when Jesus came, he justified it in the New Testament, making it plain and simple. And it's just that. Nothing more and nothing less. That's why he said don't take nothing away and don't add nothing. Because it's just that. Now, what is just that? Just that faith. Okay. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to be going back and forth so y'all can understand. Okay. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, do he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It's by the hearing of faith. I'm answering that question for y'all because I don't want y'all to be stuck. Now listen. Even, I told y'all what trust was and what faith was. Even as Abraham believed God, what is believed? To consider to be right, true, or honest. It's to accept the word or the evidence of it. To believe is to accept. How many times I told y'all got to first accept it before you can receive it? Okay. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. How are we the children of Abraham just by faith? Listen. And the scripture foreseen, this was way before time, that God would justify the heathen. To justify is to prove or show to be just, right, or reasonable. It's to qualify as a surety. He wanted us to be qualified for that. Listen, to judge, regard, or treat as righteous and worthy of salvation. It's to continue to declare to be true or proper despite opposition or objections. And a heathen is a person who does not worship the God of the Bible. An uncivilized person. Now, pay attention. Because I want y'all to get these definitions before I give y'all the scripture. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, which was us, through faith, Through faith. You're not, if you ain't got no faith, you're not justified. Did you get it? Listen to this. Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now let's go back up to number 7. Because Abraham believed, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Because Abraham believed that he in him, in Jesus, shall all nations be blessed. So, even before we came into existence, we were already declared for victory. I just read it. You cannot deny that you are victorious. You can't. The only way that you can deny that you do not have the victory, that you are not an overcomer, that you are not more than a conqueror, is because of your unbelief. That's the only way. Because he sent Jesus. He told them about Jesus. What did he say? Foreseeing it. He told them about Jesus and what was going to take place for us to become what? Just. Through what? Faith. And this is why we are the sons and daughters of Abraham. Because listen to this. I'm going back up. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now the next scripture. The next scripture should have been first, right? And then this scripture. So let's do this. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. That's it right there. That concern is sealed it already. Because before he even saw it, he already said, because you believe me, many nations is going to come out of your bowels. Many people. And because these people come out of your bowels, they're going to be people of what? Faith. They're going to be people of faith. And because they are people of faith and they are your children, I already gave them the victory all because they believe me. Ha! Huh. Why you can't get what you want from God? Why? Listen to this. It gets a little deeper, y'all. Listen. He say, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. I'm going to say that again. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. This I think we already blessed. With faithful Abraham. What is that scripture telling us? Abraham did something. He did not just activate his faith, but he was faithful. Pay attention. Listen to this. What is faithful? Firm in one's allegiance to someone or something. It's following an original exactly. Steadfast and firm in adherence to promises or in observance of duty. So if Abraham did not just have faith, but he was faithful, that means he was doing what was required of him concerning God. Let me prove it. Listen. He said, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So all that stuff that God wrote, had Moses to write and give them the laws and the precepts and the concepts and all that, it caused us to be what? Cursed. Why was we cursed? So listen to this. This is why. But that no man then is justified by the law in the sight of God, and it is evident. Why? Because we couldn't keep the laws and the precepts. That was the very reason why he buried them under the water in the first time. It was evident that we weren't able to do what was required of us. It was evident. The proof in the pudding. So just know, it ain't gonna be easy for you to live upright and holy. It's more than doable. It's gonna be some things you gotta sacrifice. In other words, you got to be willing to stop this. You gotta be willing. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith. Did y'all hear that? All that stuff is not of faith. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. You get it? You got it. Being made a curse for us. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about somebody. Look, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. For it is written. The devil don't want this word to go through, baby, but it's going forward today. Why can't you get your promises? Why can't you? So I'm going to start from the top. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It's the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That's a justification, y'all. His belief in God justified some things in his life that caused God to impute righteousness inside of him. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. If you got faith, he said all you need is a little bit. The size of a mustard seed. So if you got a little bit of faith, you are one of Abraham's children. That means you got access to your promise individually that he gave you. Now listen to this. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. So through what you being unto you according to what you believe, in other words, make it plain and simple. Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So you already got the victory. In spite of what you're going through, in spite of the opposition, in spite of what you see, in spite of what you hear, in spite of that challenge, in spite of what they say, how they act, or how they treat you. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So it's telling you right there that his faith did not cause him alone to be blessed, but it was his faithfulness. It was his faithfulness. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now pay attention. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. He knew that we weren't going to be able to do it. For the just shall live by faith. You can only be justified through Jesus, through what? Faith. And the law is not of faith. It's not. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Jesus became the justification, which was the curse. He did it all. When he said it was finished, right then and there, we should have known. Now listen to this. For it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on the tree. So ain't nobody got no excuse of what you said, what you did, how you acted, or how you treat me. Oh, here go the good one right here. That church hurt. No, put you in a place of condemnation that you want to stop, or you don't want to do this, or you don't want to do that. You got to be faithful. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. I'm going to prove all this stuff. I'm going to prove. And you wonder why we can't obtain our blessings. But we see everybody else getting blessed. Listen to this. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 35. We get so weary. We get so faint. Listen to this. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense award. What is confidence? A state of mind in which one is free from doubt. That's that faith, right? It's the quality or state of being certain. It's a relation of trust and intimacy. Now, what is recompense? It's an equivalent or a return for something done, suffered, or given as in compensation. I done said all this stuff already. I'm in the scriptures now to give y'all the scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence. So don't be doubtful. Don't throw it away. Which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. Stop being so anxious. That after ye have done the will of God. That's a faithful Abraham. After. He didn't say during. Baby, you got to be in the will of God to get them promises. After. This is what the Bible say, not even, not pastor. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive what? The promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. He's not going to delay what he done told you he was going to do, but you got to first not doubt. You can't lose your confidence, because this is what he say. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, so if you stop believing and you draw back, if you start doubting and you draw back, if you stop being faithful and you draw back, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do or what is required of you, or that thing that you need to sacrifice, that very thing that you want to hold on to, that very attitude, that very this, you ain't trying to forgive. He said, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. No pleasure. So that means you ain't got no promises. You ain't got no favor. You ain't got. He already gave us mercy and grace, okay? But on top of the mercy and grace, imagine favor. And being favored. Listen to this. But we are not of them. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, which is hell. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Did y'all understand that? Or do I need to start all over again? Do y'all really get it? It's your faith and faithfulness in doing the will of God that is required of you. He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I read the definition. It's your duty. And be not conformed to this world. So what is that? I'm not going to do people the way they do me. I'm not going to think this way. I'm not going to. He said, but be transformed in the renewing of your mind. I gave y'all the definition. It's that mindset. It's your state of mind. It's that thing that's dwelling down and inside of you. All you need is just a little bit. To the spirit will activate that little faith that will cause you to believe that you are justified through the blood of Jesus, because it's evident you can't do it on your own. Okay. Okay. Because I can't do it on my own. I got to start reasoning with myself to make sure that I am aware in my mind to pull down some things in my spirit. Because he said, all this stuff is in the book. All this stuff is in the book. See, the first scriptures I read in Galatians, I've been telling y'all for the longest. We were deemed to have victory in every area of our lives. There's absolutely no way that we cannot obtain it unless we are not in the will of God. He said, any and everything that you come to me and you ask me in prayer, using my son Jesus' name, he said, I will give it to you if you doubt not. He said, if you do, don't expect anything. Your doubt prevents you from getting what you pray for. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. You jealous of your own lack of not acquiring. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, he says it's good that we have patience. Because that patience is going to line you up that you may be in the will of God. And after you'll receive all that he already promised you. I just read this stuff. I just read it. But it is evident that we can't do it on our own. I just read it. So what we got to do? What?
Lord, help me.
There it is. And in helping you, what do you got to do? Submit, surrender, make the right choice. Stop doing the same thing over and over. Stop thinking the same way over and over. Stop speaking the same. Because we speak these things. We speak doubt, y'all. Stop it. One of the people in the Bible said, Lord, help me, I'm humbly. What's wrong with simply being, Lord, I know that you said, he just, okay. Did he not just give us the formula? Because he started from the very first man that he separated. See, what you need to understand is that you are set apart. So in you being set apart, what are you representing? Who are you representing? I don't care how much you go to church. You can go to church and have all devil and hell inside of you. Acting it, showing it, and can't hide it. What are you? It is your job. It's your duty. It's your service to be what? But the Bible says that Abraham's faith and his faithfulness caused him to birth out. Y'all hear me? Abraham birthed out the blessings for all of us that what? Simply believe. That's all you got to do. This is just faith. Now you see why it's just faith. You can get it all. You can have it all. You can obtain it all. But if you don't believe it, or you feel like, and see, if you keep on reading these scriptures, read Galatians, read Hebrew, it lets you know. See, we are condemned through that law, y'all. But when Jesus came and died on that cross, he justified us that we won't be condemned to it, which causes us to think and believe that we cannot obtain the promises, but we will be convicted by it that we may receive the promises. Did y'all get that? I need to say that again, don't I? See, because the condemnation comes from, oh, I can't get it right. Oh man, I did it again. I failed that test again. You know? Oh, did I? No, did to say it again, girl. Feeling that it's gonna alter from condemnation. In other words, you're not gonna keep beating yourself up. You're not gonna think that you can't get what he promised you. You're not gonna continue to walk around and think that you less than what God said when he said you more than. How did he say that? Because he came down here and he died for you. You more than what you think you are about you. You. So because that won't, that condemnation won't keep me down here. It's going to shift to conviction and cause me to be sorrowful and remorseful for what I did, Lord. And it ain't even just against people. It's against God. Because if you is convicted by what you do, or how you act, or how you treat people, it's against God. That's who you're gonna, oh Lord, I'm so sorry. It ain't gonna be, oh, I failed that test again. I did it. Oh Lord, please, oh God, I ain't mean to do that. And then you're gonna try to get that thing right. You're gonna try to make a better decision. I told y'all on Friday, the name of the sermon, Friday, was what? That trespass. See, that trespass will cause you to be convicted or in condemnation. It could be a trespass concerning somebody else, concerning God, or even concerning... Don't you know you could trespass against your own self? The Bible says so. I'm not making this stuff up, y'all. It's all in there. It's all in there. So that just faith can work in two ways. The justification of right and wrong, or just faith, is just that all you got to do is simply believe. Just simply believe. Because if you simply believe, then you can acquire it. Now, in the midst of it, you may think and believe that it's going to be hard for you to acquire it because you still got that mind that you conform to, that you ain't going to get it because I ain't got it all this time, or everybody else getting blessed tonight. Well, ask yourself. What are you doing? Are you doing the will of God? I just. Galatians chapter 3. He therefore that ministereth to you in the spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Is by faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, because he just believed. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So anybody that got faith is a seed of Abraham's. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. So in other words, your faith that is activated inside of you causes you to believe that when he said it was finished on that cross, you already knew you was justified. You already knew it was over, finished, done, and end, complete, next. You ain't have to sit right there in that place. You ain't got to sit in that place of thinking and believing that you ain't part, or that you segregated, or that you ain't doing it right, or that I can't get it right. Because that spirit, which I just read about, is going to convict you, not condemn you. It's going to convict you to a place that you want to get in the will of God. Not just for stuff. Now, I'm going to say that again. Not just because I want to receive a blessing because you got one. Yeah. Not just because I'm in expectation for that blessing. No, I'm in expectation for to please God. Because all that other stuff going to come. How is it going to come? Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Is there not? And all else going to be added onto you. Can I say this one more time? We was already created to have victory and to acquire any and everything that God has already promised us as who? An individual. I ain't got to worry about your promises and what God's speaking over your life and what he having other folks speak or all that. I already know what he has already said about me. I deem it now, and because I have already been redeemed. mean. I ain't got to worry about if and or maybe but. Baby, it's no doubt in my mind. It's an assurance to me. This is why he had me to go to Hebrews and tell you guys, do not lose your confidence in that what? That person that you believe in. What do you believe? I believe God. I don't believe that person that write that check, because that person can drop dead or even have a deficiency that they can't even sign it. And I won't even get paid. I ain't got my confidence in what I see. Because I can go blind and be in the dark. Where's my confidence and my faith going to be at then? See, we got to think about, I'm not going to have my confidence in that thing that we hear. Because let me tell you something. People and folk and all kind of stuff, they'll make promises and they'll break them. But God ain't no breaker, no promise. And he ain't an Indian giver either. Because the Bible says every good and perfect gift come from the Lord. And he ain't going to add no sorrow. So he ain't going to bless you with something and then cause you to be in a place of sorrow or get it back. No, you put yourself in a place of sorrow because that is troubling you. Why is it troubling you? It's troubling you because you have not yet received what you thought you wanted. It's troubling you because you got it and you're afraid you may lose it. It's troubling you. See, these are all the things that is not required of us to do. But what is required? Just faith. All you got to do is just believe. It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it seemed like. It don't matter what nobody said, no what nobody did. It don't matter even the afflictions, the oppositions that you're going through. It don't you know, I just read this stuff. The book say it, not me. He therefore that ministered to you the spirit and worketh miracles among you doeth it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. It's by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseen that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So God had already told Abraham that you fit have birthed out the blessings over the people. So your faith, listen, okay. I know I'm getting ahead of myself yet again, because I'm going over it again. I don't even know why he want me to go over it again, but I'm going to do it anyway. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they, talking about us, which be of faith, because all you need is a little bit, are blessed with faithful Abraham. So not only are you blessed because you got that little bitty faith, he said, with faithful Abraham. So in order for me to obtain these blessings, I got to be what? Faithful. Abraham was faithful. That's why he got the blessings. That's why he received it. That's why he obtained it. Not only was he faithful, he was obedient. Even though he didn't want to give up the very thing that he loved the most. He didn't want to give it up, but he didn't mind doing it. He said, Lord, whatever your will is. See, so let me prove to you. Y'all sitting up here wondering why, Lord, you ain't did yet. Lord, why I'm still waiting. I'm telling y'all why. For as many, I'm going back to Abraham right quick, to Hebrews right quick. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Listen to this. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence will have great recompense of reward, because it's coming. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. There it is right there. You got to do the will of God. What did he say? He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So it is your duty. I gave y'all a definition to all these words, and it is describing any and everything that he got me telling y'all now. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What do you mean not being conformed to this world? It means all them wants and desires by what you see and what you hear. It causes you to conform to some stuff. What that means? You get all out of character. You're not in your original state. What you mean by that? Because the Bible says God created male and female. And when he stood back and looked at it, he said it was good. We ain't good no more. We ain't thinking good. We ain't acting good. We ain't treating one another good. He said, get in the will after you have done the will of God. God has given all of us requirements and instructions, whether it's written, he gave it to you in a dream, he had somebody tell you, or even he told you himself. All you got to do is follow them instructions, stay in the will of God, and be faithful to them, and you can get any and everything that you want. Why do you say that? Why you keep saying that? Because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else is going to be added on to you. So what is it not that you are not doing? Oh, I do it sometimes, but I don't do it all the time. He said that the people are blessed with who? Faithful. Hey, that word right there is a word that can help us to understand that you were already designed to have victory in every area of your life. Now, how is that word designed? Because he said, seeing beforehand, he preached it to the people in the folk, even before Jesus came, that when he come, it's going to all be done with. So, I ain't got to worry about no sickness in my body because Jesus came and he said, by his stripes I'm healed. So every time he got a slash over him, every time they spit on him and kicked him, that was part of my healing. So I'm healed from that sickness, that disease, that virus, or whatever they want to claim I got. How am I healed? Because I simply believe God. It's just faith, y'all. That's the name of the sermon. It's just faith. It don't matter what nobody say, what the doctor say. I'm telling you, I wouldn't even have no grandkids here today. I wouldn't have no grandkids in my entire life if I had to believe what them doctors told me when I was 16 years old. They told me I'd never have any kids in my life. I got two and got pregnant with four. Did y'all hear what I said? I believed by his stripes I'm healed. Did you hear what I say? And I got generations under me. Did y'all hear what I say? So, if he's saying, I am blessed, seed of Abraham, which is a man of faith, then he said he gonna bless my going in and my coming out. I'm blessed. When I walk out that door, blessings flowing all over me. Why? Because I believe it. It don't matter what I see. No matter what the opposition is. Because I am a seed of Abraham, who is what? A man of faith. So what was taken from me, what did he say in his scripture? He said it beforehand, way before we came into existence. I'm not going to beat myself up by the sin I committed. But that sin I committed ain't going to condemn me, but it's going to convict me so I won't sin no more. And it's going to cause me to be blessed. Y'all getting it? I want y'all to get it. He said, if you come to me asking me or whatever you want, and if you ask me in my son's name, who is the justifier, he say you'll receive it. But don't doubt it or you ain't getting absolutely nothing. And then the last part of that scripture say, according to the will of God. I just read it. So if it's the will of God and you in the will of God, because y'all ain't getting it. Somebody ain't getting it. This is what he said. He said, it's in my good pleasure to do these things for you. It ain't. He wanna bless you. say mercy and grace. He say my good pleasure. So that means he delight in it. Okay. Yeah, let's use the paper. Put down, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Somebody got to write it down because I got, y'all got me working hard today. Lord, help me in my unbelief. Lord, remove any doubt. Remove the fear that I ain't going to get it. He say you need the patience. You need the patience, sir. After you are sitting in that place of patience, you're going to be doing what is required of you. Right? Then you're going to get the promise. I just read it. Didn't I? I'm going to read it again. This is what he said. For you have need of patience. It ain't that you want it, because don't nobody want to wait for nothing. I don't. I'm tired of waiting. I'm talking about Yvette. I don't know about nobody else. I'm tired of waiting, Lord. You done gave me these promises. You done told me you was gonna. Now, Lord, I'm in your will now. So I'm just trying to figure out why I don't got to still. Well, what I'm waiting for now? He said you need to be patient. He said you need to be patient. See, because in the midst of the waiting, I got to make sure that I break some things off of you. Oh, wait a minute. I may have to teach you something. Because if I give you too much too soon, you may. I got to break some stuff off of you because you're too selfish. You don't even want to share nothing. You want to keep everything to yourself. I may have to show you that it's blessed to get you blessed when you give. Because I say give and it will be given unto you what? In good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So not only am I gonna give you some stuff that you're gonna have more than enough of, it's gonna be compacted. So when you take something off, you ain't gonna be able to notice it. Do y'all think that's what pressed down mean, y'all? You ain't gonna be able to notice it. So you ain't gonna have a second thought about it. Because it's a lot of times that we do stuff for folk, and then after we do it, it could be 10 minutes later, they get on your nerve or whatever. You say, I shouldn't even did it. I said, ain't don't we do it good? I should have kept my stuff. I knew I shouldn't have gave it to him in the beginning. I just, that's us. Just be not conformed to this world. Ain't that what the world do, y'all? But be transformed in the renewing of your mind. How can I be transformed in the renewing of my mind when I think, I can't believe that they said that or they did. Believe it. That's why you can't believe God, because you I can't believe. Yes, you can't. Stop saying I can't believe. Stop. Because we say, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they said that. I can't. Stop. Don't even use can't no more. Just when you see it, say, oh, I believe they did it. Now, I don't know why they did it, but I believe they did it. Take the cane out. So that you can help your own self get into a mindset to what? Believe. That light bulb went off, didn't it? To believe. Oh, I believe it for somebody else, but I don't believe it for me. You speaking that over your life. Why? Because you thinking it. What do the Bible say? What a man thinketh, so shall he be. So he's telling you not to be conformed to this world. I don't think that I can do that. Baby, I know I can do all things. Come on with it. This is that faith. This is just faith. Y'all, today. See, that just faith will cause you to have just everything. That just faith is going to be what? Just that. Is that? You see what I'm saying? Change that mindset. I don't give a rest to what you're going through or what you're experiencing, because what? I put that there for a reason. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And what did he say? I've already taught you this through my spirit. He gave everybody his spirit, y'all. So if his spirit dwelling down inside of you, when you go to him and ask him, this is what he said. They that come to him must come to him believing that he is. And that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Is that what? Say faithfulness. Diligence is faithfulness. Come on. See, he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You can only seek God through what? Prayer, baby. Prayer. Did you hear what I say? That diligently. See, it can't be. Put yellow sheets of paper, red pen. Write down, Lord, let me be in your will, God. Let me. See, these are all the things that you can acquire. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He say, learn of me. Learn of me. If I'm learning of you, then I know that you are my judge and my lawyer. It don't matter what I see or what I hear. And it may hurt, or it may make me feel disdain, or it may make me even try to doubt. But because I know that you are, I already know, according to your will, I got it. I may not get it right now, because you told me I need to be patient. He said be patient. He said you need to be. So need is what? Essential. It's I'm not going to worry about what I'm eating, what I'm sleeping on, because he didn't already say, why are you worrying about those things? I know you. He said, I'm going to supply your what? Every need. So if he's supplying our every need, then he know we what? Need to be patient. So some don't be anxious. Stop being anxious. Stop. Say, if I'm supply your every need, I know you need to be. In order for you to get what you want from me, you need faith. You need to believe. You need to trust. Are y'all getting it?
You know what?
Them light bulbs. I tried to close, but he had me to keep going on. Because these are, we can acquire whatever you want, and you can get whatever you need from God. And in the midst of you seeking him and getting everything you need, you ain't got to be troubled. So because you're not worried about nothing, that means you can delight in him. And in the midst of delighting in him, he said, I'm going to give you the desires. So I'm getting more than what I need. I'm getting everything I want. Hey! I'm getting everything I want. I'm not just getting what I need. I'm getting what I want to. I'm getting what I want to. So I ain't got to want what you got. Because I'm delighting in the Lord, and I'm going to get what I want. I don't want what you want. I may want something better. I may want something greater. I want in French, I want grand. That means gargantua. That's what I want. You see what I'm saying? We sit up here and you can apply that spiritually as well as naturally. We be in here trying to compete with one another. Oh, I can do this and I can do that just like them after that. Baby, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. First and foremost, God is not going to allow you to do more than he know that you can handle. Because if he give you too much, you may be too prideful. And see, God don't want you to be destroying yourself. This is why he's saying about the gifts and the talents. He gave one person one because he knew that they was afraid and that they weren't going to step out and do it. But he still gave them a chance and said, I got that mercy and that grace. The Bible says that the person that he gave that one to bared it because he said, I was afraid. Because I know you so hard. We always say God is not hard. It's hard for me. No, he's just fair. Because if we got everything that we deserve, would nobody be here today? He gave another more. 3, 5. And each one of them, what God gave them, they used it. And when they used it, what did he do? He added to it. So, I'm not mad, jealous, envious. I don't want nothing. Because, let me tell you something. Some people can't handle the little. You say it again, girl. They can't handle the little. He said, if I can trust you with little, I'll make you rule over. But you want everything that everybody else got. You can't. He can't even trust you to pray faithfully. He can't trust you to do what is required of you, as I have witnessed. He can't trust you to forgive 70 times. He can't trust you to not be troubled. What? Because we can't trust. We don't trust God enough. So we are troubled. Am I right or wrong? Because he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye what? Believe in God. Believe also in me. So God is my Father. My Father sent me, and he sent me that I may justify you and help you. You believe God. Why is it hard for you to believe me? I'm here for you. Just trust me. God trusts Jesus so much with us until he said, I'm sitting you right in between us. I'm going to trust you with every prayer that come to me. And the ones that don't, I know you're going to get rid of it. Those prayers that's a vapor or go amiss, y'all. That's them prayers right there. See, he allowed Jesus to help us to be victorious. Just say to myself, say it out loud, y'all. I got the victory. Come on, everybody in the sanctuary. I got the victory. If you don't say it, how you gonna receive it? Because you got to believe it for yourself. So whatever it is, I got healing. Like that girl say, she say, my mind is blessed, my money is blessed, my family is blessed, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed coming in, going out. I'm blessed when I spin around. I'm blessed that I ain't even falling down. How about that? Because after you spin around so long, you get dizzy and you fall down. I'm blessed I'm spinning around and that I ain't falling down. I'm blessed. Everything that I touch is blessed. Everywhere I tread, my feet is blessed. Everybody that crossed my path is blessed. So, I ain't being selfish. Because I'm blessed, and they come in contact with me, it's activating a blessing for them. Did y'all get me? It's just faith, y'all. Write down all that stuff that's hard for you to believe God to do for you. And then ask him to help me in my unbelief. I had y'all to write that down. Now write down any and everything that's hard for you to believe, all because you don't see it. Or it ain't happened yet. You need to have patience. Because if you do not allow your mind set to get reset, it's going to be longer and longer. Did you hear me? I'm going to say that again. I'm going to walk over here to you. You need to have patience. I just read the scripture said it. Because without that patience, your mind is going to be conformed to this world. That means what you see and what you hear, which is going to activate your emotions to perform acts you may regret. You need to have patience. And after you have done the will of God. What is the will of God? Stop worrying. Why? Because he said, cast your cares at me. Give it to me. Because I care for you. So what are you worrying for? The will of God is good. He said, all you that labor and are heavy yet laden. He said, come here. Come here. I want you to be in that place. He said, take my yoke upon you. We yoked up with any and everything that's going on in our lives, y'all. That we cannot see the activation of what Jesus did. And all we got to do is just have faith. That's it. I don't care how long it take, baby. I'm still waiting on stuff that he done promised me from over 20 years ago. I still believe it's coming. I'm in expectation. And the only thing I pray, Lord, prepare my heart to receive it. That I won't squander it. I won't deny it. I won't forfeit it. And I surely live to see it. I don't want to die before I receive my promises. And the only way that I can have that is if I'm in the will of God. Because he said, I will preserve your flesh. So that means he's going to preserve me. I'm going to have posterity. That means long life. I'm going to have a long lifespan. Is y'all getting it? I hope y'all getting it today. Write down all that stuff that's troubling you. Write down all that stuff that got you in a place of fear. I can't have it, can't get it. They're going to take it away from me, or I ain't going to get it back. Just write it down. When you bring it to the altar today, I want you to have in your heart and your mind, when you throwing it down there, God is. For they that come to him must come to him believing that who? He is. That's it and that's all. That's it. Write it down. God is your any and everything. Write down all that stuff, you guys. And after you get to write it down, don't sit it on that seat. Please bring it to the altar. Put it on the altar after you finish writing it down. And leave it on the altar, knowing that God is. Trust him and believe him. Stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Gwen, you worry too much. Stop worrying. You worrying about the wrong stuff, baby. I want you to write your son's name down on a piece of paper for me and put it on in my hand. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, God is. After you put that stuff on the altar, stay on the altar, y'all. Pray for yourselves. You know just what you need from God. You know just what you want from God. God is today, y'all. Yeah, give me that. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. See, like, the more I try, the worse he get. I don't even know what to do no more.
I don't even know what to do no more, Lord. I'm just out of hand. Thank you.
you, Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch your daughter on today, God. Touch all your people in here on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know any and everything that troubles us, God. You know any and everything that we go through. You know any and everything that causes us to be in a place of being discouraged, Lord. You know the trying times, God, the challenges, the waiting, Father. You know any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be in between and in betwixt, Lord. You know, Father God, that we are more faithful to our jobs than we are to you, God. You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all the stuff that causes us to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life. But right now, today, Lord, we cast in everything at your feet. We give you every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, every tear. We will not continue to walk around and put our hands on it, God, because we know that you know what is best for us. We are trusting you in any and every area of our lives concerning our children, any and every area of our lives concerning our finances, any and every area of our lives concerning our living situation, any and every area of our lives, Father God, concerning our jobs, any and every area of our lives, Lord, concerning our families, any and every area of our lives concerning our bodies and our health, Lord. We giving you all this stuff right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We know, Father God, that you can fix the unfixable. You can change the unchangeable. You can settle that thing that's in a place of chaos. We know it, Father God. We are not going to come to you and just ask you, Lord, because you already know what we need. So we're going to come to you knowing that you're going to handle it, because your arms are not slack and neither are they short. We know, Father God, that you are the one that sits high and looks low. We know, Father God, that you are the one that holds all power in your hands. We know, Father God, that we need this and we don't need that, but you know everything that we need. You, God, know what is best for us. We know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the one that have already declared and decreed every promise in our lives. And we know that you are a God that cannot lie. So we're going to trust you, God. We're going to believe you, God. We're going to activate our faith that we can receive it, God. Oh, God, we laying down every worry, God. All the stuff that causes us to be up in the wee hours of the night. All the troubles in our mind because of what we see and what we hear. All the stuff that put us in a place of being disdained. We lord it over Sunday. We giving it all to you right now, God. Because we know, Father, nobody is greater than you. All the stuff that tried to attach to us, Lord, to put us in that place of condemnation, we pulling that down right now. We pulling it down because through your son Jesus' blood, we was justified, so we ain't got to be condemned. We give you every sin right now, God, any and every urge to sin, we giving it to you right now. We committing ourselves unto you. We submitting ourselves unto you. We are presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice unto you in this life, God, holy, that you may be able to accept us. It's our job, and we accept our duties on today, being not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh God, proving what is good and acceptable and in your will, God. We want to be in your will, God. We want to be in your will. So remove the hardness of the heart. Remove any and everything out of our hearts, Father God, that's that's not like you. Remove any and everything out of our minds that's not like you. Give us a heart of flesh on today, Father God. Strip away the old that we could enter into the new. Our faith is being activated right now. It's being activated right now in knowing, Father God, that we don't just have access to it, but we are a part of it, because you engrafted us, Lord. You chose us. You handpicked us, God, because you knew what was in us when we did not even know what was in ourselves. Oh God, heal the land now. Heal the man, God. He called that in the heal the thoughts God. Oh, God. Heal today, Lord. Because we know that you are able, God. You said by your stripes we are healed. So you're going to heal any and everything right now that is broken in our heart. You're going to heal any and everything right now, Father God, that's broken in the families. You're going to heal any and everything right now, Father God, that's broken in our lives, Lord. Nothing broken, nothing missing, and nothing lacking. Perfect that thing that concerns us, Lord, because only you can. Oh, God, give us a heart of absolutions. Give us a heart of forgiveness. Strip away any and everything that causes to be stuck in the past. Uproot them old ties and them soul ties, that we may be washed and cleansed over, God. Fill us with your spirit, God, that we may have that we may have a fresh start, a new beginning. Oh, God, help us on today, God. Even now, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we're putting it all down at your feet right now. We're giving it all to you right now, God. Every prayer that's on the altar, everything that was written down, God. You know us name by name. You number the hairs on our heads. You know what we need and even what we don't need. You know, God. And so whatever it is, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to do that thing that you have already begun, declared, and decreed in our lives. I ask you to do it for each and every individual in this sanctuary. Covers in your blood and even hides behind your cross, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You got to stop worrying, Jaleesa. You can't hold on to no grudges and expect God to release some things. He tried to fix some things down inside of you. 90% of the time when stuff happens in our lives over and over and over again, in our brokenness, God is trying to break some things off of us so that we may be able to embrace that thing that he has already promised. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to let go of some stuff. Y'all, just shake your hands. Shake your hands and your feet and just release some things. Let go of some things, y'all. Just give it all to him today. Everything that causes us to be worried or fearful or even doubtful. We cannot doubt God and expect him to do something for us. We can't. Touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Comfort this, your daughter. Don't be so quick to run to adversity. Don't be so quick to run. Because we get so angry sometimes until we be like, you know what? I'm finna go over here. Don't. Stop going over there. Don't stalk them no more. Don't. But then my kids, I don't care. I don't care. You doing too much. Take your hands off of it. And let God be God. You ain't doing nothing but delaying the process. You hurting your own self. Stop whatever you doing. Stop even thinking of what you're going to do next. Your plan, throw it out the window right now. Don't you take it back out the door with you. Because if you do, and you decide to do what you want to do, you're a little bit better. Yeah. What should I say? Stop being you. You're doing too much of you. Let God be God. I'm telling you, he'll work it out for you. He done proved it something for you. He done did it for you before. He done do it again. Surrender it all today and watch it. Watch it. Sit back and trust it. Trust God with you. Trust God with your own heart.
trust God in his whole situation. Let him release it.
He'll throw his weight around. And it'll be settled.
It'll be settled. Let God do what he's going to do for you this time, and you will never go through this again in your entire life. And I promise you that. Any other burden is because you ain't doing the will of God. You had me read it.
We got to follow the formula. We got to do what is required for us. God is your everything. I'm telling you. I promise you, girl. I believe God. Some stuff is on condition, ain't it? The Bible says so. If you do this and if you do that, then I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. That's where you at right now in your life. You watch God. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. All that other stuff. It's over. Touch any and every situation that causes your people to be conflicted in their minds and even in their hearts. Oh God. Sometimes we be so messed up until we can't eat, we can't sleep, we can't do nothing. We worry about what next. We do it too much. Father God, touch us, your people, Lord. Touch us, your people, Lord. God knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and how much of it that we need. And it's not just your that schiotic thing going on. It's something ruptured in there. And it's going to take over here. It's a rupture going on. It's a rupture going on. Physical therapy will help. Thank you, Jesus.
Say it again. She said, thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Thank you,
Jesus. She talked too much, don't she? But she's talking the right thing. Thank you, Jesus. You guys may be seated if you want to. I love the Lord, y'all. Y'all got to know that God is, okay? Just faith. Activate that faith. Stop worrying about what you see and what you hear. What people saying or how they acting or and don't be so quick to run to stuff. And if you understand what I'm saying, because our emotions are have us flying off the top, baby. You see what I'm saying? Settle yourself in the will of God and watch God. Just watch God. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Come on, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word on today. That he gave us to encourage us. That was an encouraging word. To let us know that we got the victory. I've been saying this to y'all for the longest. If you weren't here in the beginning of the sermon, please go and listen to it from the beginning, because he gave us some little nuggets in the beginning so that we may be able to really understand just faith. Just faith. Activate your belief. I don't care what nobody say, no doctors say, no, it don't none of that matter. Because you healed. You healed. You just got to believe it. I know he done healed me from some stuff. There's some people in here that can just testify about what he done healed us from. And I ain't talking about just physically. I'm talking about brokenness in your mind and you, all that. All that. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, and then we're going to dismiss. Anybody need any envelopes? Raise your hand, please. I love y'all so much. I do. The Bible declares that we ought to give God 10% of our increase. So whatever you made, all he wants is 10%. God is not a greedy God. He's just not. All of us have gone away from what is required of us because of what we think and believe we need, or what we got to do, or how we got to do it.